find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up.
Oh, I can't help but singing along with that song. Second hour of the National Intel Report on 27th day of June, 27th day of June, 2006. And what do I get to do during my Remembrance Day? I don't say birthday, folks. You know, we use terms in our lives that, you know, do you really ever stop to think about them? I'm celebrating my birthday. Well, okay, birthday. You got a birthday every year. No, you only have one birthday. And that was the day that you came from your mama into this beautiful world, and that's the only day that's really your birthday. All the other ones are remembrance days, okay? It's every year, call it an anniversary, call it what you will. Not too many of them. We're here and gone in a blink of an eyeball. By the way, the site for Brave New Books is bravenewbookstore.com. I knew it was one of those two. At any rate, you people down here in Central Texas, you'd be amazed. When I went down and visited that store, they had every book and every video and some that I hadn't even seen or even heard of. So it is a compilation of a lot of good information. They've got special guests that come in and speak. They've got classes that go on down there. Pop your head in and say hi. Pop your head in and take a look around. Buy something. Buy a book. They got tons of information that I haven't even seen yet. So go to the website, bravenewbookstore.com. They're good people down there and worthy of support. A lot of things going on, folks. Like I said last hour, I've been paying attention to the Congress critters. Let's be nice here. And there's all sorts of things going on in D.C., and a lot of them ain't good. Out of the Hill, this is a newspaper out of D.C., and this is what all the Congress critters read. Susan Crabtree did a story in the Hill about the House Judiciary Committee Democrats warning yesterday that they would pursue a contempt of Congress motion if the White House fails to respond to subpoenas for testimony and documents related to the firings of the U.S. attorneys last year. Remember how that story just kind of up and disappeared? Now, the deadline for response is actually tomorrow, the 28th of June. If the White House does not comply, it opens the possibility of a constitutional showdown between the two branches. Now, in an ironic twist, I love this, Department of Justice would be called on to enforce the contempt motion. Gee, maybe that's why the president kept Gonzalez around for things such as this. And, you just pulled up that story. Where is that out of? MSNBC? Okay, well, they've got it on their site, too. During yesterday's testimony by Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty, panel chairman John Conyers, Democrat out of Michigan, asked McNulty whether he would enforce such a motion. McNulty responded that he would recuse himself from handling such matters because of the internal Department of Justice investigation into U.S. attorney matters. Now, one of the contempt motions would be likely directed at Presidential Chief of Staff Josh Bolton, to whom the subpoena for documents was addressed, according to Democratic aide. Isn't Josh Bolton, isn't he in the United Nations now? Or is that another Bolton? What's that? Okay, different Bolton, okay. Others who face contempt motions include ex-White House counsel Harriet Myers. That's the one that he wanted in. We won't go down that rabbit hole because I'll end up laughing too much. And former White House political director Sarah Taylor. Last week, the House Judiciary Committee voted to subpoena testimony from Myers, while the Senate Judiciary Panel voted to subpoena testimony from Taylor. The White House and Senate Judiciary Committees have issued subpoenas to the White House for documents and testimony, according to Conyers. We're still hopeful they may cooperate, but it's still possible that enforcement action may be taken. Through the DOJ? Don't hold your breath. We'll be right back.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
A couple of days ago on WorldNet Daily, on the issue of Ignacio Ramos, a congressional aide who visited Ignacio Ramos in prison said the convicted Border Patrol agent appeared emaciated, losing more than 30 pounds in solitary confinement. Well, the story goes on to say why he's in solitary confinement. Ramos, who's appealing his 11-year sentence for the non-lethal shooting of a Mexican drug smuggler, has been in a special housing unit since he was beaten by inmates in February at a medium-security prison, the Federal Corrections Complex in Yazoo City, Mississippi. And this is according to Tara Settmeyer, the spokesman for Representative Dana Rohrabacher out of California. "He was very happy to see me, but overall he was emotional," Settmeyer told WorldNet Daily. "He is demoralized, languishing in solitary for 135 days, takes its toll on anyone." Now, the men who bloodied Ramos with kicks from steel-toed boots are in the same unit, according to Settmeyer. Although the prison tries to make a distinction, she noted, the protective measures are punitive, so he suffers all the same restrictions of those there for disciplinary reasons. A lockdown had been implemented prior to Settmeyer's visit June 11th, and Ramos had not received a hot meal in 2 days. Now, Ramos's wife, Monica, visited him Monday and reported he was in the same condition. Charles Smith, spokesman for the Yazoo City Prison, said he could not comment on Ramos or any other prisoner without the prisoner's written permission. Now, Ramos and Border Patrol colleague Jose Campion are serving the sentences for their actions in the shooting of a drug smuggler, one Osvaldo, I can't even pronounce this one. We'll just call him Osvaldo. I think it's Aldrete, but I'm not sure. As he fled back to Mexico after driving across the border with only 742 pounds of pot. In February of 2005, U.S. Attorney Johnny Sutton gave the smuggler immunity. Here's an illegal running across the border, muling drugs, and Johnny, Johnny, yeah, I can trust a U.S. attorney named Johnny. Johnny Sutton gave the smuggler, and Johnny, what's the prize today? Oh, we've got 11-year sentences for our honored guest. They gave him immunity to serve as the government's star witness and testify against the border agents. While under immunity, the smuggler was caught in another drug delivery, but the judge sealed that information from the jury. Now, in another case prosecuted by Sutton, by the way, don't wipe that off. The van was stolen from the U.S. So he came across the border, stole a van here, loaded up with pot, and then came back across. Boy, now there's real border security for you. The guy comes into the country, steals a van in the U.S., drives it back across the Mexican-U.S. border, loads it up with 742 pounds of pot, drives it back over the border. These guys are trying to do their job. I mean, here's a felon, 16 different ways from Sunday, and these guys are sitting in jail. I see. Another case prosecuted by Sutton, Texas Deputy Sheriff Gil Hernandez was convicted of violating the civil rights. Let me back up here. How could a man, deputy sheriff or no, be convicted of violating civil rights of two illegals? Where the heck did they get their civil rights from? Mexico? Injured from shell fragments that struck them as the officer shot at the tires of a van in which they escaped from a routine traffic stop, the van driver had tried to run over Hernandez. WorldNet Daily reported that a judge reinstated Border Patrol agent David Sipe 6 years after his felony conviction for striking an illegal alien who resisted. Now, Settmeyer also visited Ramos just days after the February assault, witnessing his injuries firsthand. "It was one of the most emotionally intense things I've ever experienced," she said. "The hardest thing was walking out of the facility while they were handcuffing him and taking him away." Now, Settmeyer said that while she didn't have to see bruises, she didn't see bruises this time, she saw an emaciated officer. "It just emboldens us even more so," she said, "of congressional efforts on behalf of the agents, including a resolution calling for pardons. It was encouraging." Wait a minute. Let me stop here. Forget the pardons. Throw the damn judge and this Johnny Sutton out on their ear. Put orange jumpsuits on them and let them go pick up trash alongside the highway. You know, a pardon for what? A pardon for what? Doing their job? Trying to protect this country against drug smugglers? Who knows? It might have even been Johnny Sutton's stash for all we know. Who knows? As many U.S. officials, and sad to say, law enforcement also partaking in the illegal drug trade in this country, they're all worried about getting their little retirement stash of money cut off. You know, several years ago, and I don't often refer to this story, but King's Ranch down here in Texas, one concerned individual started tracking some mighty suspicious tractor-trailer activity coming out of King's Ranch. Well, he talked to the sheriff. First, he talked to a deputy. Didn't get anywhere with him. Talked to the sheriff. The sheriff was a good guy. Forgive me, I forget the guy's name. It's been so many years ago. But coming out of King's Ranch, one of these tractor trailers were stopped. Now, folks, you know how big one of these big boxes are in the backs of these trucks. The entire thing was loaded with cocaine. That's just one little stop. Who is it back in 99 here that tried to stop five rail cars from coming into this country that was loaded with illegal drugs? A whistleblower. They're not interested in stopping the illegal trade because that is lining the pockets of criminals on both sides of the border. Rohrabacher, by the way, has requested a hearing on the case before the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on International Organizations, Human Rights and Oversight. Among its aims, the panel wants to examine possible influence by the Mexican government on the case. Sutton has said he is willing to testify. Really? And I learned something else here during the break, that in almost all of these trials, when it involves an illegal, guess who shows up in court for them? The Mexican consulate. Why is that? The Mexican consulate sought the prosecution of Ramos and Campion, also Hernandez, according to documents obtained by WorldNet Daily. Satmeyer said her office has been stonewalled by the Department of Justice in an attempt to get details of Davila's immunity agreement and of a second attempt by him to deliver a load of marijuana across the border. So this guy, wait a minute, let me get my mind wrapped around this one. Guy comes into the United States, steals a van, goes back across the border, loads it up with pot, comes in, he gets stopped, a little fracas ensues, and make a long story short, two guys end up in a federal prison. In the meantime, this guy brings another load over, and I'm assuming here that the van was confiscated, so he had to steal another vehicle to bring more pot back into the country or whatever the heck he was bringing in. Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat out of California, the chairwoman of the Senate Judiciary Terrorism Technology and Homeland Subcommittee. There you go, put a terrorist on that committee. She's also examining the case. Yeah, how far is she looking into it? This is the thing that I saw on the Senate floor today, trying to block getting the Senate critters into the Senate floor. She kept objecting over one simple thing, so they could talk about the bills that they're not allowed to read because they're not even made up yet, and they're expected to debate this and then vote on it. There's your Dianne Feinstein for you. Presidential candidates Hunter and Representative Tom Tancredo have asked how the president can consider pardoning Libby if he doesn't pardon Ramos and Campion. Rohrabacher, by the way, says he will not endorse anyone for president who does not commit to pardoning the two agents. Well, I guess that means that Tom Tancredo's hope for the White House is not that strong. Very telling if you read between the lines. You know, folks, the most insane thing in the world is happening in this country. They are attempting to internationalize us, balkanize us. The Security and Prosperity Agreement, among other agreements that Georgie Bush has under the North American Union, there is a man right now, end of story, that should be arrested on the spot for treason against the American people. Him and all of his compadres should be arrested right now for treason. And we got another guy down here in Texas that I would like to see in an orange jumpsuit picking up trash along the highway, and that's our vaunted governor down here, Mr. Rick Perry, also complicit in the deal for the balkanization of this country. The coward, by the way, how many people remember seeing Rick Perry on the news? Oh, you haven't lately? That's because this scurrilous little son of a gun does his dirty business and then crawls back under the rock from whence he came. Tell you what, Ron Paul doesn't get president, he damn well better run for governor of Texas here. All right, we'll take this break, come back, more news and information coming your way. And I'll try not to get too angry about this, but man, I am just fed up. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
We're cleaning up little odds and ends and packing stuff up here at the network, and I came across the bumpersticker.com people, and there's a bumper sticker here done in black and white. No matter what happens, I'm going to keep believing whatever TV says. Glenn Greenwald from Salon.com, in his Saturday piece, said that everyone we fight in Iraq is now Al-Qaeda. And John Marshall publishes an email from a reader who identifies what is one of the most astonishing instances of mindless pro-government reporting yet. And it says that it's a curious thing that over the past 10 to 12 days, the news from Iraq refers to the combatants there as Al-Qaeda fighters. When did that happen? Until a few days ago, the combatants in Iraq were insurgents, or they were referred to as Sunni or Shia fighters in the Iraq Civil War. Suddenly, without evidence, without proof, without any semblance of fact, the U.S. military command is referring to those combatants as Al-Qaeda. Now, welcome to the latest Iraq propaganda. Now, that the Bush administration, and specifically its military commanders, decided to begin using the term Al-Qaeda to designate anyone and everyone we fight against or kill in Iraq is obvious. All of a sudden, every time one of the top military commanders describes our latest operations or quantifies how many we killed, the enemy is referred to almost exclusively now as Al-Qaeda. But what is even more notable is the establishment press has followed right along, just as enthusiastically. I don't think the New York Times has published a story about Iraq in the last 2 weeks without stating that we are killing Al-Qaeda fighters, capturing Al-Qaeda leaders, and every new operation is against Al-Qaeda. Now, the Times, typically in the form of the gullible and the always government-trusting reporting of Michael Gordon, though not only, makes this claim over and over as prominently as possible, often without the slightest questioning, qualification, or doubt. If your only news about Iraq came from the New York Times, you would think that the war in Iraq is now indistinguishable from the initial stage of war in Afghanistan, that we are there fighting against the people who hijacked those planes and flew them into our buildings, that being Al-Qaeda. Now, what's so amazing about this new rhetorical development is not only from our military, but also from our journalists, is that for years it was too shameless and false even for the Bush administration to use. Even at the height of the propaganda offensives about the war, the furthest Bush officials were willing to go was the use of the generic term terrorist. For everyone, we are fighting in Iraq as in we cannot surrender to the terrorists by withdrawing, and we must stay on the offensive against terrorists. But after his 2004 re-election, or some say the installation by the United States Supreme Court was secure, even the president himself acknowledged that Al-Qaeda was the smallest component of the enemies we are fighting in Iraq. A clear strategy begins with a clear understanding of the enemy we face. The enemy in Iraq is a combination of rejectionists, Saddamists, and terrorists. The rejectionists are by far the largest group. These are the ordinary Iraqis, mostly Sunni Arabs, who miss the privileged status they had under the regime of Saddam Hussein. And they reject an Iraq in which they are no longer the dominant group. The second group that makes up the enemy is Iraq is smaller but more determined. It contains former regime loyalists who held positions of power under Saddam Hussein, people who still harbor dreams of returning to power. These hardcore Saddamists are trying to foment anti-democratic sentiment among the larger Sunni community. The third group is the smallest, but with most lethal, the terrorist affiliated or inspired by Al-Qaeda. Now, that was the president. And note that even for the smallest group among these we are fighting in Iraq, the president described them not as Al-Qaeda, but as those affiliated or inspired by Al-Qaeda, claiming that our enemy in Iraq was comprised primarily or largely of Al-Qaeda was too patently false for even a president to invoke in defense of his war. But now, support for the war is at an all-time low, and war supporters are truly desperate to find a way to stay in Iraq. So the administration has thrown any remnant of rhetorical caution to the wind, overtly calling everyone we are fighting Al-Qaeda. This strategy was first unveiled by Joe Lieberman, a great guy that he is, with great ties to Israel, when he went on Meet the Press in January and claimed that the U.S. was attacked on 9/11 by the same enemy that we're fighting in Iraq today. Did you hear what I just said? The same enemy we're fighting today in Iraq. Now, though Lieberman was widely mocked at the time for his incomparable willingness to spew even the most patent falsehoods to justify the occupation, our intrepid political press corps now dutifully follows right along. Here's the first paragraph from the New York Times article on our latest offensive based exclusively on the claims of our military commanders. The operational commander of troops battling to drive fighters with Al-Qaeda from Baruka, I think this is, said Friday that 80% of the top Al-Qaeda leaders in the city fled before the American-led offensive began earlier this week. He compared their flight with the escape of Al-Qaeda leaders from Fallujah ahead of the American offensive that recaptured that city in 2004. The article then uses the term Qaeda as an additional 19 times to describe the enemy we're fighting. Qaeda leaders, Qaeda strongholds, Qaeda fighters, Qaeda groups, Qaeda threat, etc., etc. What is the objective in Iraq? To move into neighborhoods cleared of Qaeda fighters and hold them? More on this when we get back, folks. It's just more of the spinning. You know, they report and you decide. Now, I'm deciding that they're not reporting and they're liars. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Folks, the network has a special, and I'll tell you what, I was just thinking about all the flooding going on here in Central Texas, well, all over Texas, and I was just thinking that I would not want to drink this water here. My wife comes in with a special that we have here at the network on Berkey Lights. That's $209 plus $15 shipping and handling, total of $224. Comes with two black filters, and with this you can receive either two sport bottles, the Berkey sport bottles, which are great for like in your car or your van or whatever the deal is. Retail value of those are $56, and that is free, or you can opt for the PF2s, that's the post filters, that go on the black filters, which reduce fluoride and arsenic and take out everything below detectable levels. I mean everything. Or we have the Royal Berkeley. Boy, I've been talking a lot this week. Whew, I can tell. The Royal Berkey, it's a stainless steel with two black filters, and that is a bigger unit, holds more water. Really attractive, folks. I mean, I like the Berkey lights, but I still am partial to the stainless steel Berkeys. I mean, polished stainless steel looks great in any kitchen decor. The Royal Berkley, Berkey, that comes with two... I'll get through this. Stainless steel with two black filters installed. That's $260 plus 25 shipping and handling for a total of $285. Now, you can receive, again, either the two sport bottles, retail value $56, and that's free, or get the set of two PF2s. And, again, that gets rid of all the bad stuff, folks, all the stuff that you can't smell, taste, or even see in your water. And that is for $285. Just call the network, folks, at 800-724-2719. Place your orders for those while the supply lasts. Everybody should have the capability of filtering your own water. Okay, and these Berkeys, I'm going to tell you what. I have seen demonstrations of these things. I've been using a Berkey. We have one here at the office. I've got a Berkey light at home. We've been using these for years. We do not do without them. Because, you know, when you get the boil alerts from your city, it's after the water's already been contaminated, okay? So, and you don't know what's in the water. You don't know what has got into the aquifers, what you're drinking, what the content of that is. Well, you don't have to worry about it with the Berkeys. You just pour the water in, and what comes out of that that little tap at the bottom is absolutely potable, 100% pure drinking water that's free of any contaminants that you can't see or you can't smell. Folks, we're walking water bags, okay? What are we, 96% water? 97% water. How do you know all this stuff? Your brain, okay, great. Well, inject me with some of your brain there. We're water bag, folks. 97% water. And what do we need to maintain that water bag that we walk around in? That's right, water. So make sure that it's pure and it's clean. Give us a call here at 800-724-2719. Take advantage of these. Folks, you should not be drinking the water unless it's been passed through some filters. And you people out there that keep drinking this bottled water stuff, why are you paying so much money for it? Okay, make you a deal. Go out and buy your little 6-pack or 12-pack, 12-pack your bottled water. Save your water in those little containers. Everybody likes to twist the tops on and off every time they take a drink. Save the empty bottles and then fill it up with Berkey water and save yourself a lot of money. You know, you've heard the stories, you've seen them, that one restaurant in California claimed that they were serving bottled water, and when they were getting it out of the hose out of the back. Folks, I don't, excuse me for saying this, but I don't trust anybody anymore. Show me with the proof, and I'll believe it. But at any rate, call the network, 800-724-2719. Let me go to Fred in Pennsylvania. Hello, Fred.
Yeah, I don't have anything that special today. It's just that I don't really trust anyone either.
And, you know, that's a terrible, Fred, that's a terrible statement to make, but it's true.
I mean, you've got this thing going on with Bush and Cheney that is just, maybe people are too exhausted right now to immediately challenge that, but that is... That is something that is so bizarre. I didn't know about it until you brought it up a couple days ago.
You know, they're just above the law and the Constitution and turning over documents. This is why I made the blanket statement here that they just sweep everything under a national security rug, and that's supposed to take care of all of it.
Right, and if you have something that means everything, it actually means nothing.
Yeah.
So what does national security mean, the way they use it?
Well, it's their security. It's our insecurity because we don't know what these clowns are doing.
Right, and it's our nation that's going down the tubes.
There you go.
All right.
All right, appreciate your call. Thanks, Fred. Speaking about we don't know who's doing what, Mikey Chertoff. You know, I saw this guy a couple of weeks ago on C-SPAN. And there I am, 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm sitting there watching C-SPAN. They bring on Michael Chertoff. And he was up there, and this was over the deal about this immigration reform. And as I've said on this program many, many times before, when they say reform, duck. Well, he was up there to remind everybody that these 12 million illegal aliens in this country, that don't worry, the Homeland Security, they're on top of it. Yes, we're doing our jobs, and, well, we really need this immigration reform for the RFIDs and all that other thing. And he said a caller had called into C-SPAN to ask the question, well, why do you keep repeating 12 million? There are way more than 12 million illegal Mexicans alone in this country. And he cited two groups that they went to, friendly to him and his aims and his agenda and the Bush White House. And they both came back within just a couple of hundred, mind you, the figures of 12 million. Now, that was from Mikey Chertoff. Well, who is Mikey Chertoff? The man in his star-crossed past? Jim Kerwin did a piece on it. He says, very few Americans not directly affected by this man, or the many faces, have no idea or who really directs the duties of the 180,000 government employees in the Department of Homeland Security. Duties that this man now holds in his stained and conflicted hands. It seems that a variety of controversies which have paralleled Michael Chertoff's meteoric rise in government have been allowed to languish in the shadows for far too long. If the public does not soon become familiar with their Director of Homeland Security, really is then they may live to regret that oversight. The details of Michael Chertoff's personal history should have disqualified him for high office, but instead his nomination for this job was approved without objection by the Senate. And the Senate voted 98-0. I thought we had 100 senators. Two of them must have been on vacation or abstained on this deal. But they voted 98-0 to approve Chertoff on February 15th. Chertoff, 51, took oath of office that night in a private ceremony at the White House. Now, DHS has a $32 billion budget, 180,000 employees, and jurisdiction over immigration, customs and transportation security, the Coast Guard, the Secret Service, and the Fed Emergency Management Agency. The question of Chertoff's dual nationality doesn't seem to have concerned a single U.S. senator. Many have wondered who let the detained suspected Israeli agents go back to Israel immediately after 9/11. Apparently, it was Michael Chertoff himself. Chertoff allowed scores of suspected Israeli terrorists and spies to quietly return to Israel. In several cases, Israeli suspects working for phony moving companies such as Urban Moving Systems of Weehawken, New Jersey, were caught driving moving vans which tested positive for explosives. On September 14th, Dominic Suter, the owner of the moving company, which was found to be Mossad front company, fled to Israel after FBI agents requested a second interview. One of the group of five Israelis was seen on the roof of Urban Moving Systems videotaping and celebrating the destruction of the World Trade Center. These Israeli agents were returned to Israel on visa violations. These Israeli suspects and others who had apparently transported explosives in the New York area were allowed to return to Israel without being properly interrogated, their presence and activities in the United States having been vigorously investigated. Now, what is publicly available about Chertoff's life and his various careers is not comforting. If you care about either law or justice, and it's especially troubling if you demand a depth of character for those who occupy the highest offices in this country, but then this is the Cheney-Bush era of empire, so that quaint idea is probably now completely without merit. Chertoff is credited with authoring the Patriot Act, the 300-plus page blueprint for modern national security state, patterned to a great extent of the successes of the KGB in the Soviet system. He's admired among his Bush cadres for making sure that government surveillance operates at maximum efficiency. Under his stewardship, the Department of Justice, Fourth Amendment has withered like the summer grass here in Texas. The long-held belief that citizens have the right to a reasonable expectation of privacy has buckled under the demands of Big Brother and a new intrusive security paradigm. And Chertoff's record of failure at justice is only second to that of John Ashcroft. His four-year tenure hasn't produced even one identifiable success. Check out his obstruction of justice in the John Walker Lynn case on Democracy Now! They ran the piece on it. Instead, his personal ineptitude and his palatable contempt or palpable contempt, I should say, for the law have only showered more disgrace on the institution of American justice. Now, that probably explains why he's being moved up the bureaucratic dogpile to the top rung of Homeland Security. In Bush world, failing upwards is more commonplace than cowboy boots at a Crawford tent show. As someone that controls the largest federal agency in the U.S. government, the life and accomplishments of Michael Chertoff ought to be available and easy to locate, but that has not been the case. Instead, the important details concerning Michael Chertoff's past have been meticulously scrubbed from the net. The basics are available from Wikipedia, but the facts surrounding the depth of his family's involvement in the actual creation of the State of Israel have disappeared. Gee. Chertoff is the co-author, along with Viet Dinh, of the USA Patriot Act, signed into law October 26, 2001. As head of the Justice Department's Criminal Division, he advised the Central Intelligence Agency on the outer limits of legality and coercive interrogation sessions. Yeah, just call that torture. One of the little-known aspects inside the secrecy surrounding the vile national ID card, the Homeland Security Act, and the shadowy FEMA camps that many believe are about to be used, concerns the other master criminals that Cheney Bush hired to ensure that Americans will become as completely controlled a population as were the people of communist East Germany or the old USSR. For instance, this card, this national ID card, was designed for Homeland Security by the former East German Stasi chief, Marcus Wolf, a master of manipulation and intimidation, and Primakov, the former head of the KGB in the USSR. These two former spy chiefs, who really run our secret National Interior Spy Service, Bush employed them specifically for what they brought from their communist states, now that they decide who lives and who dies in America. These men, I lost my place here. Somebody just handed me a note. These men, here we go, have not changed. They are who they are. And that's why Bush and the bandits hired them for Homeland Security. If these men appeared for work in the uniforms of their former states, the public would be outraged, and rightfully so. How is it that the radical right continues to decry communism, and yet they've allowed Bush to employ top communist counterintelligence officers to oversee every facet of our lives? Throughout this long international nightmare, there remains the still incomplete tragedy of the insertion of Israel as a state into what was once Palestine. This conflicted and war-torn place has been the international flashpoint of privilege over human rights and bondage over freedom for half a century. Flames and blood from the dispute were ignited by greed and by those dark and destabilizing dreams of empire that were beginning even before the First World War. Now, here's someone that one woman adds to the ongoing dialogue in Palestine, because what she's found is pivotal to the veracity of the claims made by the Zionist extremists that control Israel today. That is why the dual citizenship of Homeland Security Czar is incompatible with his position in government today. The USA is large enough to require that all the highest officials be Americans without dual citizenship or conflicts of national interest from any other nation. Michael Chertoff. You know, somebody called in a couple of weeks ago and wanted to know, and I had forgotten, that the former East German Stasi chief Marcus Wolf and Primakov, the former head of the KGB in the USSR, were brought in. And I had forgotten their names. You know, folks, sometimes with the criminality and the criminals that they depend on, you know, it all becomes to be a blur. And we just categorize it under one heading, criminals. But we forget their names and their places from which they came and what they're doing to Americans today. And, you know, people have wanted to the United States to come down for a number of years. But the President of the United States going out and hiring Stasi and KGB clowns, what does that tell you? I mean, why didn't he, did Hitler have any kids? Why didn't he just go hire them? I don't know, did Hitler ever have any kids? He did. Before, oh, they got axed. Okay, well, forget that. He couldn't hire them because they're dead. Well, let's bring in the next thing. Folks, it is mind-boggling and baffling to me that we have such criminals in government, especially operating out of the Oval Office right now. And where is there anybody good still left in government that has the guts to stand up and call this man for what he is? I said the other day, I said, forget the fact that he lied about the Iraqi deal in Afghanistan. Everybody is happy because the poppy production in Afghanistan is even better than it ever was before. Forget the fact that almost a million Iraqis, if you can forget this, which I can't, sometimes when I close my eyes at night, I see the pictures of the deformed little babies because of all the depleted uranium we've poisoned that country with. But for a second, forget the million Iraqis, women, children, and men that are now dead. Forget the over 12,000 U.S. servicemen, not 3,000, over 12,000 U.S. servicemen are now dead because of this. Put all of that aside and look at the man for his doing what he's doing for his globalist buddies in the North American Union. He should be in chains and being marched out of the White House right now. I'm not an advocate of military coups, but I'll tell you what, in this case, let the Marines go in on the beachhead and pull this clown out. We'll take a break. Final segment coming up.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
we're back. Let me snag a call here. Vincent in Montana. Hello, Vince.
Yeah, John. Hey, that article, Michael Chertoff and his Starcraft half, I was going to call in about that today. You must be reading my mind or something, but that's just a wonderful article.
It is, and nothing is ever spoken about this guy. He spends very little in the public purview. Not a lot of news about this guy, but it's very interesting with his dual citizenship, his commie friends that helped start Israel. I mean, it's amazing.
Well, the really scary part of that is Marcus Wolf and Yevgeny Primakov authoring the Real ID Act. These guys set up a police state, a monitoring system in East Germany and in the former Soviet Union, and now they're hired on retainer by this Department of Homeland Security. I wonder which homeland are they really trying to secure? I wonder what homeland. Is it Mr. Chertoff's other homeland that they're trying to secure?
Well, shouldn't we give Bush accolades for going out and hiring the best?
Well, you know, that is true. I mean, if you're going to set up a police state, you might as well get a couple of guys with experience. John, I came across a series of videos out on YouTube this week that just knocked my socks off. And I want you to take a look at them if you get a chance.
All right. Can you, okay.
Okay, I can summarize them quickly.
Yeah, go ahead.
A former KGB agent and a Soviet defector named Yuri Bezmenov, and he speaks about the strategy, the KGB strategy that they worked in the United States on demoralization.
Now, spell the guy's last name so I can get a hold of it.
It's Yuri, Y-U-R-I, and B-E-Z-M-E-N-O-V.
Okay.
And if you just were to Google or search for Yuri Bezmenov on demoralization, there's a series of four videos about 5 minutes long a piece out there. Just literally will floor you. And when you watch these videos, you'll understand why we can't get through to our brain-dead fellow Americans, how they are the product of a brilliant psychological warfare plan that's taken place over the last 30 years. It'll just knock your socks off, John.
Well, you know, and I was thinking this morning, and I was watching the Senate, and they were even referring on the Senate floor to the progressives or liberals or whatever the case may be. You know, how is it that the American people have come to accept liberalism, which who was the shoe banger from the USSR?
That was Khrushchev.
Back in the 60s, that when asked by a reporter about the communists inside the United States, he said, wait a minute. He said, we don't call them communists here. We call them liberals. So we have people.
That was old Nikita Khrushchev.
Yeah, so we have people in the Senate talking about progressives or whatever the case may be, and just label them socialist or communist. Where is it in this country that the American people have accepted anything but true conservative type, you know, Republican form of government? Where the hell did that jump off the track?
Well, I'll tell you what, John, you watch that video, and you're probably going to want to play at least the first one tomorrow on your show.
All right, sounds good. Hey, thanks for your call.
All right, man.
Appreciate it. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. Tomorrow, another edition of the National Intel Report, and that'll be the last live show until Monday because we're moving the network. And again, the new address for the network is RBN. That's 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And don't forget that special on the Berkeys. Give us a call, 800-724-2719. We'll see you tomorrow.
With recent internet.